If your game lacks bite, come and play a round at this course near Brisbane, but be on your guard at the 14th tee, because this is probably the world's only shark-infested golf course. In the lake, in the middle of the course, live half a dozen man-eating bull sharks. During heavy floods, they were washed onto the course from a nearby river. When the water receded, the sharks were stranded.
The golf course flooded, the Logan River. So it flooded at the time. There you go.
The general manager of Carbrook Golf Club gets some interesting reactions from visiting players.
You can't believe how close you are. That's probably the biggest thing. I mean, you'd be 6 feet away, you know. So they just sort of, normally they just step back and they say something I won't repeat, but they're just amazed.
The sharks are thriving in the well-stocked lake, even breeding. A couple are close to 10 foot long. They're sometimes given the odd treat. One even had a nibble at our camera.
What's it like working on a shark-infested golf course?
It's all right if you don't get too close. It's, never been this close, obviously.
There he is there, look. Wow.
In the past, local kids used to jump in the lake here to collect lost golf balls for a bit of extra pocket money. Funnily enough, no amount of money will get them to go in the lake today.
Australia's most famous golfer, Greg Norman, was nicknamed the Shark, but what do members think of their version?
First time I ever saw him was some men were feeding, and he came up and it was just like jaws coming up out of the water.
Girls were very, very excited. Look, 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 this is a shark! And I was just about to hit my ball. I wasn't impressed.
Do you get a bit scared when you play?
No, not at all. It's really exciting when we see it.
Water hazards are tricky for any golfer, but this must be the ultimate. The sharks are quite a draw. There's even a Shark Lake Challenge, an increasingly popular tournament players love getting their teeth into. Jonathan Samuels, Sky News, Brisbane.